This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, March 4th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Foreign farmland purchases, WIC headline spending package. USDA plans again for possible shutdown and climate smart projects. Foreign farmland concerns, WIC land in FY24 spending package. Lawmakers are set to vote this week on six of their 12 spending bills for fiscal 24, more than 5 months into the fiscal year. The package of bills, which includes funding for USDA, EPA, and the Interior Department, includes provisions to improve the tracking of foreign land purchases. The legislation, which must be enacted by this weekend, also would add USDA to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Nutrition advocates scored full funding for the WIC Nutrition Assistance Program at $7 billion. The funding will keep in place an increase in benefits for purchasing fruits and vegetables. Negotiators rejected a GOP-backed pilot program to test restrictions on foods that can be purchased with SNAP benefits. Full funding for WIC, quote, ensures families have access to healthy fruits and vegetables and avoids devastating cuts that would impact both consumers and the produce supply chain, said Kathy Burns, CEO of the International Fresh Produce Association. Now for more on the bill and this week's D.C. agenda, you can go to agripulse.com. Agriculture Department continues preparation for possible shutdown. Despite the progress on Capitol Hill, Agriculture Department employees are once again scrambling to plan for a potential shutdown. Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Robert Bonney told AgriPulse Saturday. Bonney said FPAC staff are, for the fifth time in the last 6 months, undergoing preparations for a shutdown to begin if a new bill is not approved by Friday, a process he called, quote, an enormous time suck for everyone involved. Speaking to AgriPulse on the sidelines of the joint Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever convention in Sioux Falls, Bonney said Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding should help the Natural Resources Conservation Service, quote, operate for a significant amount of time during a shutdown, though Farm Service Agency and FPAC Business Center employees would see an immediate impact. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has previously put the number of overall USDA employees that would be furloughed during a shutdown at around 50,000, or about half the entire workforce. One challenge a shutdown presents, well, the agency would have trouble helping producers with signups for recently opened programs like the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. We announce these things and then we're not there, Bonney said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Agreements in place for nearly all climate-smart projects, Bonney says. Bonney believes the Agriculture Department has so far signed agreements for 136 of the 141 partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities projects the agency approved last year, and for some, enrollment is already underway, Bonney said. Bonney called encouraging the approximately 1 million acres that have been enrolled so far in various projects. He added, however, that some of the few projects for which agreements have not yet been signed may not, quote, get over the finish line. NCGA sticks with position on base update. The National Corn Growers Association isn't backing away from its call for a mandatory base update for commodity programs. The organization's Texas delegation geared up for another try to change the policy at Saturday's Corn Congress, but didn't have the support to mount a challenge. The idea of a mandatory base update faces strong opposition on Capitol Hill because some landowners, many of whom are in California or the South, would lose base acres on land that's no longer being planted to commodity crops. Keep in mind, the issue could come up again at NCGA's policy meeting in July. Texas Corn Growers has been floating a proposal that would reallocate acreage based on whether land had been planted to covered crops in the last 10 years. Pork producers look for dominance in exports. Pork producers have come through a tough period, but exports and moderating input costs are offering some hope in the industry outlook. The European Union, the world's traditional top exporter, has seen its production drop to the lowest level in two decades, and that is opening opportunities for U.S. pork to overtake Europe and be the biggest exporter in the world. Aaron Boyer, Vice President of Economic Analysis for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, said at Commodity Classic in Houston. Boyer said U.S. pork exports last year averaged a record $64 a head. Input costs are slowly moderating, but the key is to continue to export at higher prices and then rebuild again this domestic demand as well, Boyer said. EPA sticks to comment deadline on meat and poultry wastewater proposal. The Environmental Protection Agency won't extend the comment period on its proposal to regulate wastewater discharges from meat and poultry slaughterhouses and processing facilities. That despite a concerted industry effort to get more time. The comment period on the January 23rd proposal will end March 25th. In a statement, EPA said it had decided against an extension after careful consideration of the request. EPA is under a consent decree to take final action in this rulemaking by August 2025, the agency said. To maintain the schedule to honor this commitment, it is necessary to hold the comment period to 60 days. A coalition including the Meat Institute, the National Pork Producers Council, North American Renders Association, U.S. Poultry and Egg Association, and American Farm Bureau Federation had sought a 90-day extension. Well, here's today's He Said It. We're having conversations with my colleagues and getting a lot of feedback, and we'll have more to say about that. But obviously, it's an opportunity. I believe that any time you have a transition, it's time to reset things a bit. That Senator John Thune, when asked by AgriPulse about a possible bid to be the next Republican leader in the Senate following Senator Mitch McConnell's decision to retire from the post. We need consistent, principled, conservative leadership in the United States Senate for Senate Republicans. I think I can offer that, but we'll have more to say about that down the road, Thune added. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, March 4th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.